and it was a kind of a weed that made little bitty short beans like and full of little seeds, indigo. It dyed blue. And these walnuts we was talking about, I don't know what to be that same kind or not, but the bark on them nuts and the leaves of the walnut, it dyed brown or nearly black.
How did they make dye?
Well, they would just gather them things and put them in water.
Mm-hmm. And boil it?
And soak your stuff in it a good long time and go in there and turn it about and so it would get dyed evenly, you know. Just soak it in it a good long time.
And then it wouldn't fade after that?
No, it would all fade out. Of course, anything most will fade, but it fades some, but it would never all come out.
What sort of berries do people have around here?
What kind of berries?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have what they call the old barberry. It's sticky, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they get ripe about the first of anything in the spring. And we used to have a little old blueberry that wouldn't grow higher than that, but just as full of blueberries, but you had to find them on rough woods. If they get burnt off every year, they won't make.
Mm-hmm.
They had to be older than 2 years old to make berries. And then we have, they call them blueberries, and then we have a blueberry tree around here that people went in the river swamps and got.
Mm-hmm.
And they would go out here on the high land. We used to have patches of them. They used to send them around and gather them up, and you could pick them and sell them.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them would be as big as the end of my finger.
Mm-hmm.
Blueberries. But it got to where there was not any sale for them, and people couldn't make much money at picking them, and you make anything. And they plowed up the berries that they planted out. Mm-hmm. There was no market for them, you know. And of course there'd have been a market, but it was so cheap to pick them.
Mm-hmm.
And grow nothing else on that land but them, and it wasn't very profitable.
Mm-hmm. What about kinds of berries that people set out now to grow?
Well, you can set out that old blackberry. Some people do. And you can, but they'll come up most anywhere you can get a seed place around. The birds will just scatter them everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And they also scatter these yet trees. They go as high as this house, these blueberries out of the little swamp. And the birds will eat them, you know,
mm-hmm.
and drop them all about, and they'll come up all around in the woods here. They're all over the woods around here, and all of them will be gone.
Mm-hmm. What about a kind of bread there?
Blueberries.
If you can make short cake out of.
Oh, strawberries.
And what about one that's kind of red and sometimes it's got a rough surface. Some of them are red and some of them are black.
Cranberry?
I think it starts with an R.
Raspberry.
Huh?
Raspberry?
Uh-huh. Do they have that around here?
No, not much. You have to buy them, you know. They don't grow in the woods around here. You can buy them though,
mm-hmm.
order them in, raspberries.
And what kinds of bushes are advised to make your skin break out if you touch it?
Oh, I know. Oh, it makes me forget all such things. You get in it and it'll just set you apart.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes skin sore. You know it. I forgot it.
There is poison.
Poison ivy?
Yeah. Is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm.
What does it look like?
Well, it's just a little old vine of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And out around the field, sometimes it'll get hold of a post and just grow up that post and run out all around there, old poison ivy. And if you get in it, it'll make you sore.
Is there any special way you can recognize it?
Well, you can recognize it from its color and its shape of the leaves on it.
What shape are they?
They're forky, right? The little sprouts that'll come up and all around it, there'll be little old forky leaves, and it'll look a little a little red looking, the growing part of it. Poison ivy.
And do you have something around here called mountain laurel or laurel or springwood or some little bush or tree?
Well, no, that mountain laurel is a flower, you know.
What does it look like?
Well, it's it kind of favors prettier flowers that could grow. Mountain laurel.